Right now, I'm simply content with finding out more powers and what my level of amazingness is. First things first, though. I need to get down from the stratosphere, so I just resort to my new mastery of flying and bring my body into a high-speed face-first dive. It's so exhilarating and exciting as my super-hard body rockets through the sky at God knows however fast I'm going. God, if my haters could only see me now! I revel in the feeling of soaring through the sky until I see the light in the distance and stop on a dime using the new trick I've learned. I don't even have to stretch my super eyes to identify the commercial plane a few miles away. Anyone seeing me as I head to the twin-engine aircraft would have thought that I've been flying forever. That's just how awesome I am now at flying. I feel incredibly proud of myself as I get closer and closer to my target, taking a bit of a turn so that I will get next to its left side while adjusting my speed to match. Or should I say, slowing down to a snail's pace to match. Jeez, how fucking fast was I flying? Well, I guess this one is easy enough to check, so I clinch and tighten my butt cheek suddenly and accelerate forward with such speed that it feels as if the plane was stopped in the air. Oh, wow, are the only words that come to mind as I leave the airliner well behind me as I glance back at it. Feeling so powerful for my little speed demonstration, I definitely perform a high-speed bank in midair and start flying back to the plane, spinning acrobatically once more when I get by its side again. Flying next to a tube with wings is exciting, but after a few seconds, I start getting a little bored and wonder what to do next. Crazy ideas start filling my head. Well, not so crazy for a girl with superpowers, I guess. Anyways, I toy with the notion of flying next to the jetliner and testing my super strength against its massive fuselage. Would I be able to stop it midair and hold it? I mean, I held the pickup truck over my head like it was a balloon and tossed it over a couple miles, so I know I'm pretty fucking strong. But a commercial airplane is an entire different league, isn't it? Looking at the plane, I marvel at its sheer size and wonder to myself how many people must be on it. 150? 200? 200 and... I never finish my next guess as the answer seems to magically come to me as I continue staring at the airplane. Slowly at first, the metallic frame of the aircraft becomes more and more transparent until the metal exterior suddenly peels away from my sight to reveal all of the 186 people inside, minding their own business. Keep in mind, all of this is happening while I'm flying some 200 yards away, going probably 600 miles per hour at night! Can this get any fucking better?